95% of 8 to 12-year-olds own their own smart devices. 87% have their own social media or instant messaging accounts. And almost a third of preteen boys are playing over 18 games online. They're just some of the main findings of a survey carried out on behalf of CyberSafe Kids, the online safety charity. Over a quarter of the children surveyed said that they had been bothered by the content that they had encountered online. 28% said they had been bullied. One woman who asked to remain anonymous has been telling us about her son's experience of cyberbullying. He was added to a group chat on Snapchat with other children who were all starting first year together in secondary school. She told our reporter Aisling Maloney what happened.
Just as we were getting ready for my son to start secondary school, he came to me completely distraught and quite literally white with fear, holding his phone out and trying to tell me that something had happened in a Snapchat group that he was a member of. What I can only describe as the most shocking, disturbing and offensive threats and language used by 12-year-olds to other 12-year-olds that I actually still can't get out of my head. Children making really horrendous threats of sexual violence and physical violence against my child.
And what happened then when you realised you had to deal with this situation?
So the very first thing I did was, first of all, I jumped in on the conversation and was like, hi, it's me. I'm the mom. This is absolutely not okay. It stops now and I'm going to go to the school. The secondary school that all of these children were going to. I will be forever grateful to that teacher and his response. He took immediate action. If the school hadn't jumped in and supported and engaged and been so proactive in the way they had, you and I would be having a very different conversation, and I doubt very much my child would be going to that school.
And how is your child doing after all of this?
He's really okay. Mm. He's really okay because he got the response that he needed, you know, from the proper adults in his life. He got the response from the school that it's okay, we'll sort it. He got response from the other children's parents saying, we're sorry and it's okay, we'll sort it. Out of the worst situation, in a way, we were best positioned to be able to deal with it. There are other kids out there and other families out there who just might not have the ability to do what we have done. What if the child was so mortified or so afraid, wasn't able to tell? Oh, see, sorry, I get choked up when I think about the what ifs, because there are families out there for whom the what ifs became real. Be vigilant. Speak to your children. Be familiar with what they're on. Check their phone. We're not meant to be their best friends. We're there to protect them and mind them.
Well, let's talk now to Alex Cooney, who is CEO of CyberSafe Kids. She's here now. Alex, listening there to that woman, it's other children. It was people that her son knew rather than strangers who were his biggest threat online. And I wonder, is that the most common danger to children and young people online today?
I mean, online bullying is definitely a major concern for young people. And this is what schools are telling us. This is why we're often called into schools in the first place. It's because incidents have happened and are ongoing, and they want to address it. And over the years, we've also had calls from the public, from principals, from teachers, from parents, grandparents, social workers, you know, all concerned about the well-being of a child. Either they're caught up in a bullying situation, sometimes it's grooming, sometimes it's inappropriate content that they've been exposed to, for example, pornography. So there's really lots of things that we need to be concerned about. You know, there's no question that children have huge access to the online world.
But the bullying from people they know, from other children, how do you address that? Is it much different from addressing the bullying that we would have known perhaps 15, 20, 25 years ago in the school playground?
Well, I think one of the issues is that it's not as obvious. It may be a little bit harder to pick up on. The incident that you outlined in the interview earlier with the mum, you know, it was only when her child came to her and explained what was going on. And that doesn't always happen. We can see that from our own statistics. So 28% of the children told us that they'd experienced bullying online, but a third of them didn't tell anyone. They kept it to themselves. We asked them, you know, in a follow-up question, well, what did you then do? And they said they kept it to themselves. So the concern is that it's too often hidden, and it doesn't emerge as a problem until it's quite far advanced. And that really is a concern.
That finding that 95% of preteens, so children from the age of 8 to 12, have their own device. Now, how many of those had limits on what they could access online, do you know?
So we do ask children questions around the rules that they have in place for use and access. And most children do have rules, and that's great. And we give them different, different answers that they can provide. So, you know, for example, I'm not allowed to use it in my bedroom. I'm not allowed to use it after a certain time. But actually, 34% of the children told us that they can go online whenever they want to. And another 15% told us that they have no rules for going online at home. And actually, when we did a deeper dive on those statistics, we found that those children were more vulnerable to content that bothered them in some way, that they were more likely to be playing over 18s games. So we'd really urge parents that to put those ground rules in place, that should be part of the deal when they hand over the devices in the first place or allow access to certain games or social media sites, that there are these ground rules in place. So as the mum outlined in her interview there, you know, she was checking conversations, and she has now said since that incident that she's going to be more vigilant about covering those conversations, and it's really important. And I say that as a mum also of a child that's just started secondary school. You know, the deal that we had when she got the device a few months ago was that I could check the phone whenever I needed to, and that it would be done in an open and transparent way, but that it was an important part of those ground rules that we've put in place.
Yeah, well, it's about keeping them safe. And is there a line then, Alex, I wonder, between what they're watching and playing online and then the threats that mum talked about, the physical, the sexual threats that they are then levelling at other children?
Yeah, I think we really need to be concerned about where children of this age, so these were, you know, 12, 13-year-old children, where are they getting this information? Where are they learning to use this kind of language? And my concern is that it is through inappropriate content that they're encountering online. So it could be inappropriate content that they're coming across through an adult game, for example. It could be pornography. We know that a number of children have accessed pornography, and certainly we've had a couple of calls on it from members of the public. So, you know, we know children are able to access a wealth of information online. And, you know, obviously there's lots of great stuff that they can access, but no, at the end of the day, these sites were designed for adults. The internet was designed for adults, not for children. And safeguards are often a retrofit. You know, they're an afterthought. They're not a central part of the design of those services.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you finally, just kind of a link to that point, this huge fine that came yesterday from the Data Protection Commissioner here for Instagram, over 400 million euro for breaches of children's data, phone numbers, emails made public. Do you think that level of a fine, which is being appealed by Meta, will force companies like them to better protect children online? Will it have an impact?
It absolutely has to be a deterrent. So we need to see fines that are going to really make a difference. And I presume the DPC referred to the recently published draft guidelines from the European Data Protection Body, which basically said that these fines must be effective, they must be dissuasive, and they must be proportionate. So, you know, it is really important and good to see that we're seeing fines of this level now being issued.
Okay, thank you very much. Alex Cooney, CEO of Cyber Safe Kids, coming into our studio this morning, 7:31 on Morning Ireland.